The Iranian ambassador to Ireland has called on the Irish government to intervene in a diplomatic row between the United States and the Islamic Republic on sanctions. It comes as tensions rise in the Gulf, the latest Donald Trump stating last night that the United States destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. Jackie Fox has been looking at the controversy.
Jubilant crowds on the streets of Iran's capital in 2015 after the country signed a deal to curb its nuclear program. The pact limited Iran's nuclear activity in return for easing economic sanctions, but it only took 3 years and a new US president for it to crumble. Donald Trump said the deal didn't do enough to curb Iran's ballistic missiles program.
In a few moments, I will sign a presidential memorandum to begin reinstating U.S. nuclear sanctions on the Iranian regime.
Oil and finance deals were restricted, with oil exports falling by 1.5 million barrels a day. Inflation predicted to reach 40% this year.
They are practically violating the human rights of 82 million people of Iran.
Iran's ambassador to Ireland is Masoud Eslami.
Depriving them of their right to peace, security, prosperity and development. Because, you know, these sanctions have affected the people of Iran in a very similar way that it has affected the Irish people have been affected by the famine which was imposed by the foreign intervention.
Between March 2018 and March 2019, Ireland sold Iran around 140 million euro worth of goods, and that could be at risk because of the sanctions, said the ambassador.
So we consider that the relations between Iran and Ireland to continue in terms of trade, in terms of political engagement.
Do you think it will be affected, though, that trade with the continuation of sanctions and the financial and economic restrictions there?
To a certain degree, yes. This will be the inevitable consequences.
However, Middle East expert Azadeh Movani said the sanctions can't be fully to blame for Iran's turmoil.
Iran's economy has struggled and has been challenged for years and years. So it didn't arrive at that moment with a strong economy to start with. So it was an economy that had never really blossomed because of Iran's political isolation. Iran is a country that chronically has labor protests about, you know, unpaid salaries. So I think that people are very, very squeezed, and the kind of humanitarian impact of the sanctions is very dispiriting. I think there's a huge amount of anxiety, but I think people largely blame this current state of affairs on the outside and on quite unfair kind of American grudge against Iran, but I don't think that they're blaming their government for that.
But things have gotten progressively worse with the sanctions, according to one Iranian living in Ireland. Wanting to remain anonymous, his comments are voiced by a member of the RTE newsroom.
There's a general shift to lower quality of life and lower economic capability. All prices have gone up by around 3 times in the last year, but wages and salaries haven't increased. The lower and middle classes have been most affected. People have scaled back on buying meat. And there have always been beggars in Tehran, but now there are more, and some are homeless. It's also hard to go back to Iran too. Flights are double the cost and harder to get. Some airlines no longer fly through some major airport hubs. It's a mix of the sanctions, and government could do a better job too. Some sectors are suffering from corruption, poor practices, lack of organisation. But you can find that in Greece and Italy. My friends and family are sad and sorry.
Iran is calling for Europe to convince Washington to lift sanctions. If not, it will keep breaching the nuclear deal every 60 days, after doing so for the first time in July. Iran's ambassador to Ireland calling for intervention.
The government of Ireland have a vibrant capacity to use their reputation for neutrality to offer their good offices and to bring up diplomatic initiatives to help to de-escalate the tensions in our region. And Iran is open to receive and consider any serious diplomatic initiative, particularly by a friendly country like Ireland. We understand that Ireland is seeking membership of the United Nations Security Council. This would put Ireland in a better position to get involved in providing more support and more diplomatic initiatives for helping to de-escalate the tensions in Persian Gulf region.
A spokesperson at the Department of Foreign Affairs said the Taoiseach Simon Coveney has consistently called for dialogue between all parties in the Gulf.
One last per un minuto, please.
Thanks, President.
In the European Parliament this week, though, one Irish MEP, Mick Wallace, said Europe was too silent.
We have the sanctions against Iran, which is a form of warfare, one of the worst forms of warfare today. And what is Europe doing about it? Do you want Saudi and Israel to push the US into war with Iran? Why don't you end the sanctions? Iran wants peace, not war.
I think the Trump administration does not want any kind of military confrontation. I think the Iranians don't want one either.
Azadeh Movani again.
I think the thing to watch will be in September. September, we have Iran's 60-day deadline that it's kind of set for the Europeans to see some action on what they can do to mitigate the cost of the US pulling out for Iran. I think it will probably be a holding pattern until September.
That report by Jackie Fox.